The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, this is Alexander Rowe from Road Wolves, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. This year's Battle of the Sands competition took place on June 17th at the Waterfront Festival as part of the Georgian Triangle Music Festival. Beach Booster Radio was a proud sponsor of this inaugural event. Capturing the band category was Road Wolves from Stratford. According to the judges, Road Wolves hit the stage with all the trimmings. A four-piece Canadian group consisting of Eddie McKenna vocals, Alexander Rowe guitarist, Dylan Castles bass, and Jesse Carew drums. This pack of wolves are dedicated to provide the world with raw, unfiltered, high-energy rock and roll. Influenced by Led Zeppelin and some of the 80s bands, such as Rap, Cinderella, Warrant, Autograph, to name a few, along with a combination of the early 70s and grunge components, together creating the Road Wolves sound. A new album is scheduled for release in the coming months. Joining me via phone is guitarist Alexander Rowe from Road Wolves. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. The finals of the Battle of the Sands competition took place on June the 17th at the Wasaga Waterfront Festival as part of the Georgian Triangle Music Festival. Beach Booster Radio was a proud sponsor of this inaugural event. Joining me via phone is guitarist Alexander Rowe from Road Wolves, winner of the band category. Congratulations and welcome to Beach Corner.
Oh, thank you very much. It's an honor to be a part of this.
So, before we begin, can you please introduce yourself and your band members?
I am Alexander Rowe, the guitar player from Road Wolves. There's Eddie McKenna, the vocalist, Dylan Castle, the bass player, and Jesse Carew on drums.
And the band originally is from Stratford, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
So, how did you guys meet?
Well, we met the drummer and the bass player, and I have all been friends now for about a decade. And the singer was originally from Cambridge, and he moved to Stratford, where he just kind of was incorporated into the band through a string of events where we met him and auditioned him, and we loved him, so he joined on very quickly after that.
So on your website, it states, musicians are made in the studio, legends are made on the road. Who came up with this caption?
That's just kind of an old saying, but it's a saying that we heard one day, or we saw one day, and it really just kind of captured the mentality that we have as Road Wolves. It's you know, the studio is great, and it's fun to listen to studio albums, but the real show is really on the road.
So how did you enjoy performing in Wasaga Beach at the Battle of the Sands competition?
Oh, it was awesome. It was fantastic. It was a great day, and we had a lot of fun. We met some very cool people and some other great bands, and it was all around just a very, very fun day for us.
So when I listen to your songs, it reminds me of Rat, Cinderella, Warrant, and Autograph, that sort of 80s era.
Absolutely, yeah. No, we're definitely influenced by 80s hair rock and whatnot, but we also like to throw in a little bit of 70s blues and even some grungier elements too. I mean, we all come from different kind of backgrounds per se, and we just try to incorporate it all. But yeah, definitely the 80s rock comes through in a lot of it.
So this year, Road Wolves was selected to perform at the Canadian Music Week. How was that experience?
It was great. It was, again, it was awesome. We, you know, every time we play a show, we like to try to put ourselves out there and meet as many people as we can. And we played the Hard Rock Cafe in Toronto, and we met some fantastic bands from all across Canada, really. And, again, we just, you know, we had a blast. We always do.
Nice. Well, one of your songs was featured in two independent movies, one in Saskatchewan and the other in Australia. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, so we're part of a website where you can throw your music online, and then different either film companies or commercials or whatnot can pick it up. And it just so happened that these two independent film companies really enjoyed our one song, Black Widow, and the first one from Saskatchewan got a hold of us, and that's, as far as I know, it's complete now. And the second Australian one should be done soon.
Great. Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs, maybe Black Widow?
Yeah, this is Alexander Rowe from Road Wolves, and you're listening to Black Widow.
Joining me via phone is Alex Rowe from Road Wolves. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via phone, Alexander Rowe. So the band recorded 6 tracks at Iguana Studios. Can you tell us about this upcoming album?
Yeah, so we're still in progress. It's been actually almost about a year now, but we're taking our time, and it's going to be a really great album. It's actually probably going to be more like 7 or 8 now, because we just decided, you know, like, we can't do this in 6 songs. We got to put out a couple more. So there should be a single coming out shortly. I can't elaborate too much on it, but I will say we had a guest drummer from a fairly popular 90s rock band coming in guest track on it, so we're pretty pumped about that, and that should be coming out shortly, and then hopefully within the next 2 or 3 months, the full album will be released.
So Road Wolves did an acoustic cover song of Tracy Chapman, Give Me One More Reason. What made you decide to do a cover song?
Well, it's funny, we actually, to earn a little bit more money, the whole electric rock thing, you know, we decided to branch out and just do, you know, some old classic cover songs and whatnot. So this, the one local bar that we hang out in Stratford, we're really good friends with the owner, and he said, hey, if you guys can come in and play, you know, 3 hours of music, some covers and whatnot, then I'll give you X amount of a paycheck. And it was pretty alluring for us, so we decided, you know, we're all classic musicians. We can, I'm sure we can come up with 3 hours of classic rock. And it just so happened that Tracy Chapman was on there, and you know, other like Foreigner and Foghat, Led Zeppelin, all those bands.
Great. So who had the most influence on your music?
Well, I would say probably it's a heavy combination of Led Zeppelin, and then again, like the bands you rhymed off, Rat and Cinderella, Motley Crue. It's very much, you know, like Eddie the singer, he's very, very early 70s Terry Reid kind of influenced, and I'm very hair rock influenced, and the bass player, you know, he's into grunge, and the drummer as well. So it's kind of like this combination of all these influences coming together that creates the Road Wolf sound.
So do you have a favorite artist?
My favorite artist, personally?
Yes.
Big fan of The Doors.
Great. So is there an artist you would like to share the stage with?
Yeah, I would. I mean, there's many I'd love to share the stage with. If I had my number one ultimate artist I could share the stage with, it would be Guns N' Roses.
Oh, nice, nice. Road Wolves have been selected in the first round of artists scheduled to perform at the Indie Music Festival from November the 7th to the 12th in Toronto. Congratulations!
Thank you very much.
So how are you preparing for this event?
Well, we're doing what we always do, and we just hunker down and we practice, get the best set list we can perform, and we just rehearse it like crazy.
Good for you. So where can we find more information?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.roadwolvesrock.com, or you can find us on any of the social media. It's all the same tag. It's just Road Wolves Rock. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. With that tag.
Well, thank you, Alexander, for being my guest, and wishing you and your band members all the best of success with your upcoming Indie Music Festival.
Thank you, Diana. We look forward to coming back to Wasaga Beach.
Oh, that's what we want to hear. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Yeah, this is Cherry Red to Monaco.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Monaco.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Alexander Rowe for being my guest and look forward to the new album in the coming months. For more information, visit roadwolvesrock.com or on social media by using the hashtag roadwolvesrock. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chicky. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner's a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.